a new creation. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this new series on the topic of a new creation, following our previous focus on a new thing. So this is Quiet Time Coaching episode 509. And in this new creation series, this is part one, which is Jesus is the firstborn. So we're moving from an Old Testament focus in many ways, the A New Thing series, to the New Testament and a new creation, exploring what it means that there is a new creation. Now, our key text, it is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, which reads, "So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." Well, we have this new creation, but how did it come into being? And it's because of Jesus, of course, isn't it? As Colossians chapter 1 says, verses 15 to 18, he, that's Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. So he's firstborn from amongst the dead. He is the first of the new creation, and he's ushered in the new creation. So what does that actually mean? Well, let me give you a quote here from a fascinating book I've really enjoyed reading by John Mark Hicks, Bobby Valentine, and Mark Wilson, which is called Embracing Creation. And it's about the broader picture of how we should treat creation as stewards of this world and the connection between this world and the next. But they say this about Jesus as the firstborn of the new creation. "When the Son became flesh, the Word joined himself to creation and united God with creation. The incarnation means God secured the eternal existence of creation because the Son is forever human and thus forever shares our creaturehood as our elder brother. Moreover, the Son transformed human existence and thus creation's as well, through death when he was raised as the firstborn from the dead. His resurrection is the beginning of new creation. And the body of Jesus is part of the new creation, just as our own resurrected bodies will participate in new creation. Creation is important because it will be made new in the resurrection, which includes not only our bodies, but the dwelling place of God as well, the new heaven and new earth." So let's reflect on something here. If Jesus is the firstborn of a new creation that exists now, what does that mean for your relationship with him? The fact that his resurrection from death unites the realm of the heavenlies and our earthly existence must have a profound effect on our prayers. So what comes to you as you reflect on this reality? You know, when we pray what's called the Lord's Prayer, and we ask and address our Father in heaven, we're not just addressing him in his heavenly realm far distant, but the heavenlies in that concept and that idea are a reality all around us. And because we live in new creation, we have connection with the heavenlies, with our Father there. So what does that mean for your prayer life? Why don't take some time today to ask God to help you to understand what it means for your relationship with him, that there is a new creation. We are in it now. We are on our way to its perfection and fullness, but we connect with God in a completely different way because of that. Let me know what you think. But until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy your new creation. Enjoy your relationship with God. And until the next time, take care and God bless.